Oh, yeah, Spider-Man comes out, right?
Yeah, on Friday.
Or Thursday night. Weren't you playing the original one or something? I thought I saw that.
Oh, no, Jace, that's who's, when you see me on, he's on my PS4 playing it.
Oh, okay.
Or he's on Miles Morales, but yeah, I'm going to play it Thursday night.
I saw it, and I was like, oh, it's out already. I thought it was a new one. So I looked it up, and it wasn't. So then I thought there was, like, some early release version or something.
Well, like, you know, all the reviewers and stuff get the game early. So there's, like, gameplay of the full game out right now that people posted. That they're not supposed to, but...
It's kind of trash. What? It's not out yet. What?
It's, all games are like that.
Yeah, I guess I see it for, like, Madden or, like, 2K or something. Which I feel like makes more sense than, like, a story what? Game.
That people get it early?
Yeah.
To review?
Right. Like, I see, like, if someone got, like, Madden early, it's like, okay, Madden's about the same every year anyway. I wouldn't want to be spoiled on Spider-Man. If I was, anticipating Spider-Man.
I mean, you won't... What do you deem a spoiler? Like, story elements or just gameplay?
Yeah, stuff? Story elements. Even some gameplay stuff.
I mean, I don't know. I'm very, like, different. Like, I like to know everything about the game before I buy it. Aside from, like, the story, obviously, but, like, what I can do inside the game.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I don't know who else I was talking to. Like, yeah, I don't want to see anything about it before it comes out. But, like, for me, it's like I want to see everything about it. That's not in regards to the story. Because then I know what I'm buying. But that's just like any product. I feel like I want to know what the product does before I buy it. Because I won't buy something just because, I don't know, it looks good from face value. I don't know. That's just me. I like whenever I buy anything, like I don't buy anything without looking up exactly what I can do or what it can do. Which is kind of like, it's good because like I'm an informed consumer and I try to buy the best of everything, but sometimes there'll be some things I don't need to do that for. Like I'll be buying, like let's say I want to get like a headphone stand or something like that, right? I'll look to see what's like the best headphone stand, what's the best headphone stand I can get, and like how it looks. Obviously, the looks is like the biggest thing, but like how it looks and stuff like that.
Like you look up like how it's made, like the material or something.
No, not the material, but just like I watch videos on or like reviews of stuff. About like what it can do, its capabilities compared to other things, and then like the price compared to other things, to other similar products that are in the same thing. Like for instance, I just bought, or I didn't just buy this, but I have like mounts for my monitor, so they're on arms. And instead of me just saying, "Oh, I'm gonna pick this monitor arm," like this one right here, I looked between like six different ones, and compared the differences. In terms of price, look, durability, and like weight and how much it can hold and stuff like that. And like how smooth it feels to move around and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you.
I don't know if you ever noticed, like,
Amazon and just like, yeah, whichever has the most amount of best reviews, most of the time I just click that one. Whatever's a good price to review ratio, that's all I look for the most part. I don't buy a lot of stuff, so I'm a, kind of a bad example.
Yeah, I don't buy very many things, too, but if I do buy something, I want to make sure I'm getting my money's worth.
Sure. Speaking of money's worth, where's going to go with that?
PS5?
What?
I don't know. I thought you could say your PS5 was worth it.
Oh, yeah, it was worth it. You I didn't buy it, but it's worth it. Yeah, I got Mortal Kombat.
Do you like this one more than 11 or 11 more than this one?
I don't even have enough time. And this one, I'm still doing the story mode. Like, I'm like, okay. I finished like half, maybe like 35% of the story mode so far. So I need more time. Because Sheik, I know Sheik and Quan, they play it. And he messaged me and he was like, we're doing a tournament or something the Saturday if you want to like get in. And I was like, nah, like I just got the game. Like I'm definitely gonna need some more time.
Played in that
the first. You know who won?
No, I don't know, but okay. He kind of got robbed though. He played his first match, and it's the first of three, and he beat the dude three times, but they're like, y'all got to redo the set because it wasn't streamed. Nobody could see it. So they were supposed to do it inside of a King of the Hill so they could watch them play. And of course, you know, Turn didn't really say no. He didn't say no to doing the rematch. But the first person to respond was the person he beat. He's like, yeah, I'm down. Like, of course you're down. You just fucking lost. Of course you're like, yeah, let's do the set again. So they did the set again, and then Turn ended up losing. I think it was like 2-3 or something like that the second time. But he already beat him like 5 times. But he didn't really care. He was like, it's whatever. So, yeah.
Still trash. I would definitely be in it, though. I just got to take some time. The only time I ever did like a tournament like that, when Dragon Ball FighterZ had just came out, like a few months after it came out, they did like a little mini tournament on my campus. Like I think like the fighting game club just put one on. There was only like 10, 12 people there. But me and my friends went and I participated, and it was just like so bad. It was so laggy because they played it like on a laptop and a projector.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
Did I?
Yeah, it was at your school, right?
Yeah, like years ago.
Yeah.
But it was like so laggy and bad. And I still think about it sometimes. I'm like, I got robbed. I could beat that guy.
I mean, he was playing on the same thing, though.
Yeah, he was. But you just saw how bad it was. Like, you just saw how slow.
Yeah, what did he say about it? What did he say?
We were moving in freeze frame.
I'm saying, what did he say about it? Like,
I don't know.
Was he like, yeah, this is kind of...
I'm sure we all were on the same.
Why didn't they just hook it up to a TV?
I don't know. I don't know to this day why they chose a projector and a laptop.
Or why didn't you guys play in front of a laptop PlayStation and then people or just anything. Watch on the projector?
I don't know.
Because they put it on the projector so everybody could see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys should have just played in front of the laptop. And then everybody would just watch as it's projected on the screen.
Who knows, man?
Who set it up?
I don't know. The fighting game club or something.
Oh, one of those groups. Probably,
who knows?
I don't believe that. I doubt.
I don't remember who did it.
They would know better. They would know better. If they're really a fighting game group, they would know better than that. Rig the setup like that.
Who knows? But anyway.
But all right. We only got, what, 3 episodes to talk about? JJK. 2 episodes of Undead Unluck, and then that's it, right? And then Rurouni.
So, yeah. Speaking of fighting, got Jujutsu Kaisen episode... I don't remember the number. Was it 11? 12?
You didn't even do an intro.
13? You're right, I didn't. We just talked. what's up? It's the Week in Weaves podcast. Back on October 7th, 2023. I'm Alonzo. Here are my co-host, Jason. And we got Jujutsu...
October 17th.
It's October 17th, right?
I thought you said 7.
No. October 17th. Okay. I don't know. But we got JJK, Rurouni Kenshin 2023, and Undead Unluck. So, yeah. Why don't we just get into JJK here? How'd you... I forgot. You said a little bit about the episode. I think it was just about Nobara, though.
I was saying about how, No. That was, I texted you that, but I did mention the thing about, Toji though. And it showed it this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, it'll probably happen next episode. And it did happen. She was like, I usually, when I manifest or have somebody come back, I try to separate. I purposefully don't bring their soul back, but for like situations like this, so they can't take over the body of the user. And she was like, this can't be possible. And then he was like, well, that just means my body was stronger than his soul. And then she was like, a body being able to take over a soul is unheard of. And then he just beat the hell out of the old lady.
It's so funny, like this picture specifically of Toji about the punch to grandma in the face is like so funny, because in like the character details for Toji, like Gege writes that he's like a gentleman, but not gentleman. He's like a ladies' man, but mm-hmm. also like he's depicted Rufus. Like beating up like multiple women in the show.
What else did he beat up?
He shot Riko in the head.
Okay, but that's like that was the she was the bounty.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's just funny. And then he's not shown beating up the other lady, but he probably like apprehended her or whatever. I just think it's funny, this picture specifically.
Oh yeah, he just tied her up and was like, "Don't there's no reason to fight back or something like that." Like yeah. She was trying to fight him, but she probably, like you said, just apprehended her.
It's just funny, though. Do you think that Toji and Megumi are going to meet?
Yeah. I think Toji's going up there right now. Or he went to go take isn't he going up there?
Megumi help him? Took Ino.
Oh, yeah, because
he got beat up.
Yeah, because he fell off the building and then they caught him.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, they're going to see each other for sure. I think so.
I hope so. I would feel like I'm holding in like a sneeze if they just miss each other this entire arc. I also don't know what Toji's going to do, if he's just going to like get out of Shibuya or he's going to actually do things. Because like, I don't know.
See what's going on and then determine if he wants to. I mean, he doesn't
like which side he would pick if he would.
He doesn't like sorcerers, so he'll probably help the
the curses?
Yeah. Or probably like a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
This is interesting.
Like, he doesn't like the sorcery world, you know, like he was like his whole thing was he was trying to defy them and prove them.
Right.
So
but
I mean this is opportunity, especially if he finds out Gojo is sealed. He's gonna be like, oh yeah.
But like what I was thinking, he could go that route, but also right before he died, he did show that he did trust and respect Gojo to an extent, because he asked him to take care of Megumi.
Well, he told him where he was. He didn't say take care of him. He was just like, you can do with that information as you wish.
Oh, come on. That's where he's at. I'm not really asking, but I'm asking you right before I die. Like... You know, I mean, you don't have to take care of my fucking 6-7-year-old, but you know, he's right here if you want to.
Yeah, he told him, he was like, the clan is going to come looking for him. So if you don't go get him, then they'll get him. But
yeah, I feel like he'll help. I feel like he would want Gojo back.
We'll see.
In my opinion, I think that's the side he would choose. I don't think he would side with curses.
I don't think he's going to side with anybody. I think he's going to kind of do his own thing. But
okay, we'll see. And then after that, it was just Nobara. Well, Nanami was
getting trash.
Yeah, walking around looking for people.
She's garbage, bro.
Nobara,
not gonna lie. Yeah,
yeah. That was a bad display.
I thought she was way better because, you know, in the season one, she was fighting the special grades with, even though Yuji was really carrying her, let's be honest, she would have died if Yuji wasn't there. Like, he literally had to grab her and just, like, run away. She was kind of more of a...
That's true. She was a long range.
She was more in the way than anything, but then she was able to showcase, like, her secret technique or her special technique or her curse technique. I said everything but curse technique. And, like, her it was, guy. Like, crazy. She had the doll and it was, like, upgraded from what we've seen them before, so I was like, okay, she might like her move was her secret technique was really cool, but yeah, she's definitely lower level than Megumi and Itadori by a lot. She's like, definitely.
I was surprised to see that.
And Nanami kind of was like, just run. He was like, just leave. You're just gonna get in the way. Like, everybody we're gonna fight going forward is gonna be special grade and above. So. You're not ready for that, so just, you know, leave. Which I think is cool, but I don't think she should have lost to this dude. Like, I don't think he did anything that was crazy.
I don't think so either.
And I don't understand how she didn't realize the sword could move. like, I don't know. I feel like it was just a lapse of just IQ in the battle. You know what I mean? Like, how do you not notice his sword is moving?
I don't know. Like, when did she... She doesn't find out the sword moves, I guess, until after
she kind of figures it out after the girl starts screaming while she's running away. He's like, what? What happened? And then when they go there, he's like, oh, the sword?
Yeah.
How did that happen? And then the other dude was also like, strength isn't everything. It's also about like being smart. And then she thought she had him. And then he like made the ceiling collapse on her. And he punched her in the face, like, through the sword. And it punched her in the face and, like, dazed her. And I'm like, yeah, bro.
Like, this reminded me of, you know, like, it kind of reminded me of, like, you know, you're in, like, a battle royale game. And, like, your teammate goes down. And, like, you're trying to, like, hold the enemy back. But, like, they're, like, doing too much. And they just end up killing your teammate anyway while they're down. Like, that's what it reminds me of. Like, she could not stop him from moving at all. And he like ran such a far distance and kicked her on the ground. And she still couldn't hit him. And then she got clocked in the face with a fist sword, like a Shigaraki fist. and got stunned.
I don't know, man. She just went down like crazy in terms of my, like, and where I thought she was at is like, I was completely wrong. And this dude is just a bum. Like, I don't even think he's good. Like, they didn't explain his curse technique yet. He was like, I don't even know how my curse technique works, really. But it just happens. I don't know what his is.
I feel like it has something to do with, like, taking less damage or damage nullification or something.
Because he got punched in the face by Nanami.
Yeah, because he says something about, like, if it wasn't for my curse technique, I would have died. Like, after the first time he got hit.
So yeah,
it probably has something to do with that, or maybe like slowing things down, possibly. Maybe that's why he's so good at dodging things. I don't know, but this is my favorite scene of the episode. I think this is everyone's favorite scene.
Yeah, Nanami turned to Batman.
He kicked him and sliced him. He didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he was just a wall, and then he wrapped his hand around with his handkerchief. Just punch him in the face.
I think it's interesting how he drew it versus like how the anime, like, you know, like he really tried to show like the movement of his body, like that it took after getting punched. I just think that's interesting.
I mean, on the anime, he flew into like the freaking wall.
Yeah.
It was just like stuck. I still think it was like a lot of movement. I guess his body didn't like bounce on the ground, but then he punched him again into the other store across the street.
Yeah.
And he was like, tell me how many of you are there and what's your plan? And he was like, I don't know.
The voice actor did a great job, and the sound and like the OST or whatever. Cause it was like really like, it was kind of scary in a way, even though I wasn't really scared. I was kind of still like rooting him on. But it was definitely very serious. You could feel the seriousness. And I read this morning that the voice actor actually asked to re-record his lines for this scene because he wanted it to be more scary or more serious than, I guess, his original recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he actually went back and did the version that we heard, which I thought was cool. And the animation was cool as well. So, yeah, just Nanami beating them up. And then that was it. And then there's this part, which isn't in the anime. Do you mind if I show you this part? I don't even know if it'll be in the anime.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's just a bunch of transfigured humans
fighting. Well, there's like a character.
Humans.
A character on the sorcerer side that shows up. I don't know if they're going to show it in the anime because Yuji's already in like the train station.
Is he already in the train station? I don't think he made it there.
Yeah, he made in the episode. Chozo was like, Yuji Itadori? And then he like got in his stance. And then Yuji was looking at him. And they were looking at each other.
Chozo?
Chozo, the blood manipulation curse.
Oh, yeah, he did run down there and he seen him, yeah. Okay. That did happen.
But honestly, this is such a minor thing, you probably won't even care.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind.
So he just, like, walks around this bridge, and he's like, oh, there's so many transfigured humans. And then this guy's here, and he's like, Salmon. And he's like, oh, Unimaki. And then he says, Salmon, Salmon. And then that's it. And then he goes downstairs.
So, yeah, I guess that wasn't, like, a huge deal. I mean, yeah. You kind of assume who's all here, because we've seen a few people already. So, yeah.
I wonder where Toto is, though. I definitely need to see some Toto this season. But, yeah. I think that was it for this episode. The animation for an anime scene was really good.
It was a whole thing with, what's her name, meeting the fake ghetto and getting put in the infinite domain.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Like, what the heck?
I completely forgot about her.
Said, I guess that's it for that episode. I'm like, what?
No, that was okay. I forgot about that. I didn't even, where is that?
And then she was like, she couldn't tell if it was him or not because he was able to use all his curse techniques and draw forth, you know, those cursed spirits. And she was like, did I read this wrong? Did Gojo and him plan this? And then she was like, no, that can't be right. So she's kind of like scrambling on trying to figure out like what's going on. She also killed that one dude who was considered special grade, pretty much made easy work of him and explained like, basically, I judge a life based on what they can do for me. So if you can't do anything for me, then your life is worthless. And then she was like, what do you judge the people you kill on their life? And he was like, I don't know. And she was like, that's your first mistake. You don't have a system to gauge whether or not the people you are killing are worth or worthless. And then she killed him. And then her brother was just clapping in the background, like to her speech. And then Fake Ghetto shows up. And it's like, long time no see. He's acting like he's the real ghetto. And then she's like, nah, this can't be real. And then she was like, did Gojo mess up? Blah, 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 blah. And he was like, all right, well, if you can get past this thing, then you can fight me. And then he unleashed like some cursed spirit.
That was a smallpox curse.
Oh, yeah, the smallpox curse, yeah. Which I can see why that could be like a giant cursed spirit, especially because spirits manifest off of like negative or positive emotions. So during like the smallpox, you know, when that was a pandemic.
Yeah.
So there technically should be a COVID.
The COVID curse.
A COVID curse, yeah. And it should be special grade.
That made me
think. Bonnie Plague curse. Too.
That made me think of like, it also reminds me of Chainsaw Man with the devils, but with this, when the smallpox curse came up, and then also with like the grasshopper, like the locust curse, and there being specific curses for like specific events or like tragedies, it made me think like, is there like something for everything? Like, is there like a herpes curse or like a AIDS curse or a World War II curse or a slavery curse?
I mean, there probably is. I mean, the creator could probably do that, but he probably, you know, selectively chooses which ones.
Yeah. Because I immediately thought of, like, the Civil War. And, like, I could imagine, like, I don't know, like, Abraham Lincoln, like, using Jujutsu sorcery against, like, the slavery curse. Like, can you imagine? But,
I mean, that's, like, that's such a huge stretch. Because you got to remember, like, well, we don't know if there's American sorcerers yet.
Yeah, but still. No, we don't know. But I just thought it was funny to think about.
But, yeah.
Like, the British Army. The Mayflower. But let me see. See, that happened, and then it used the domain expansion, and she lived through it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you don't die immediately.
Well, he, like, dropped like a rock
still
on her.
Beat him. Yeah, he dropped, like, a rock and then something else, and then she broke through it. She was like, this is the first time I've been in. Or she was like, when's the last time I've been in danger? And then her brother was just like, I don't know, or something like that.
I think he was just like hype. At first he thought like she got
hit. He thought she was finished, but then when she got out, he was like, yeah. So it was good. It was good. Norabara or whatever her name is. I don't know. That I feel like that was such a waste of screen time.
It's just a show.
I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, why did we just do this? Just to see her get clapped? You know what I mean? Like,
maybe just to show the different levels.
Yeah, the power scaling. It did show the power scaling. But it's just like, it was such a long, like, big part of the episode. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That was a third of the episode. Her trying to chase this dude and failing and then getting clapped. And then he honestly could have killed both of them, but he, you know, the evil villain thing, they gotta talk trash and just, you know, rub it in instead of just finishing the job. I was honestly ready for her to die. I was like, yeah. She was one of the people I predicted to die. You know, it's crazy. Before this episode, I was like, because I'm not going to say. I've heard how many people are supposed to die in this arc.
Like, who exactly, or just the amount?
No, just the number. Just the number of people that die. But not, you know, who exactly. I just know the number. And I thought she was going to be one of the people, because I was thinking, I'm like, if anyone would die, I think it would be her, and then somebody else who I would be upset about dying, but I'm not going to say who I think it might be. I don't know if it's him or not. I didn't really give it away because it's him. I mean, there's only a few women in this show that we know. But so, yeah, I was like, she might die because she's, like, not as strong as Yuji and Megumi. But I didn't think she was like this weak. So when I seen this, I was like, oh yeah, damn, that's kind of crazy. She might die right here. And I would be okay with it, honestly. I'd be like, yeah.
You're pretty. I'd be upset if she died there.
Really? Would you?
Yeah. I feel like she has more potential than that.
And then to think about it, I guess I didn't even look at it like, well, I guess this doesn't count. I guess that doesn't count because that wasn't during the Shibuya arc or the Shibuya incident. When Mekamaru died.
Yeah. Wait. I was speaking of Mekamaru. In the anime, they didn't show it. But I think this confirms that they saw his body.
Oh, that's Mekamaru?
Yeah.
Well, they did show that in the anime. It was, like, super fast. It was just like...
Oh, wait.
Quick glimpse. I don't think that's Mekamaru. That's the kid from... No, that's the dude from... Remember when he went to go do his mission? Him and Nanami used to be best friends when they were younger.
I think the scar made me think this is Mekamaru.
But remember, it was like they had the meme with it was like, never back down, never what?
Yeah.
It was him. It was him and Ghetto, and they were sitting on the bench. And then, but that's the guy who, that was Nanami's best friend back when they were, you know, in school. And then he went on his mission and he came back dead. So, yeah. So that's what made Nanami feel like that. Because that dude wanted to become a sorcerer too. That's what Nanami was saying. He was trying to become a sorcerer.
The guy that got stabbed in the back.
Yeah, yeah. He said he was working on trying to become a sorcerer.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he say he's dead fully? Because he was carrying his body. Like, he's super injured.
He didn't say he was dead. He said that he was in bad shape.
Shape, yeah.
But I think he alluded to him still being alive.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see.
So, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Here. We'll do Undead last, since that's a new show. Spelled Kenshin wrong. Rurouni Kenshin this week. We had a dojo challenge. Let me see. Last episode was what? It was like the Yahiko episode.
Yeah, we talked about Yahiko, and then this one is the dude showed up to the dojo because he's trying to eradicate all useless forms of swordmanship because he feels like swords fighting itself is going to be obsolete, and the only way to maintain it is to keep only the strongest forms, which I can agree in terms of like the world, like guns are definitely going to take over. And even in real life, like, nobody fights with a sword. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, there's still people that trains, but you're not going to battle with a sword. And he's like, the only way we can keep, you know, sword fighting a viable solution is by only teaching, you know, the most lethal and strongest form of swordsmanship. And I don't think that's a bad view. You know, honestly, I feel like that's not crazy. Now him trying to kill the dojo master,
yeah,
it was like, all right, like, damn, you know, you can relax. Well, he showed up And he was like, I challenge you. He completely trashed him easily. And then he was like, since I won, I can do whatever I want to the dojo sign and I can burn it. And, you know, and then what's her name was like, no, I'll step up to you and I'll challenge you. And I'm like, oh my God, bro.
I thought she was going to fight him.
I thought she was about to fight him and get trashed too. But then Kenji was like, all right, you know, I'll step in. We can, you know, we can duel. And then he also when he fought the dojo master, he was like, he hit him in the clavicle and I guess that doesn't count as a point. So then he smacked him in the face and he was like, that's face, right? That's a point. And then she was like, yes. And then it was like round two and they were like, you should just stop. Like, dude, your shoulder's like dislocated. He was like, no, I got to finish the match. And then he smacked him again. And then he literally broke the bamboo sword over his face. And then he picked him up by the collar and was about to stab him with like the points of the broken, you know, bamboo sword. And then Kenshin like smacked the hilt up and whatever, and he was like, stop it, the fight is over already, you could tell you won, it's over after two. He was like, in the real fight there's only one point and that's life or death. So, and then Kenshin was like, well, this fight was done after two. And then they did their duel, whatever. He gave a spiel about how he was gonna like disgrace the dojo and you know, take it over and burn it basically. And then Kenshin was like, all right, well, since you're going to do all that, then I'll fight you. They fought.
Kenshin didn't really fight him. Yeah,
he was just like evading and dodging all of his attacks. And then he used like his secret technique. And then he dodged it. And then he was like, and just dropped his sword and walked out. And he respected Kenshin. He was like, I respect you. You're strong. You know, that was the first time somebody's ever dodged my secret technique. You must also know the what was it, like the ancient arts of
ancient sword style or something.
Yeah, sword style. And he was like, I respect you, your strength, I respect you. And then he just walked out. And then his little his student, him and Yaiko, they're kind of funny because like they're one of the same, but nobody can really check Yaiko because nobody's like his parents, you know. But the other dude, he's like, shut up, like, you know, like when he's trying to go back at it with Yaiko, he's like, dude, like, stop doing that. Basically telling him, like, you know, don't give him any of your time. Basically, stop pestering with the other kid. And then Yaiko can just keep going because nobody's going to stop him. You know, like, nobody cares. It's just kind of, like, funny. And then they go back to the dojo. And he gets an invitation from the master of whoever the sensei is under. Because he like saved his family or something like that, or he's a sword dealer. Like the family is a well-known swords dealer, and I guess some people were trying to kill him, but this dude came and saved him. And he was like, hey, you can stay with us, you know, like you can live here since you saved my life, and plus my son like looks up to you and he wants to train with you and learn your swordsmanship or whatever. So he's like, you stay here, send him an invite. They all pull up. He lets them know what the deal is. Kenshin goes to go find the guy to like talk to him, and then everybody else just eavesdrops in on him, and they also tie up the kid so they can listen in the trees. And then he's like explaining to him what he's trying to do. He wants to banish all nine, basically all the swordsmen or swords, like sword styles that aren't good enough, or he deems isn't good enough, or like tarnishes the true essence of what swordsmanship is. He feels like should be completely eliminated and it shouldn't exist. And he was like, can you help me do this? Like, me and you both know the same, we use the same kind of style of, you know, swordsmanship. And then Kenshin was like, I see, but I don't agree. You know, I feel like swords should be, they should give life, basically. Like, you should only use swords to save people and to protect people. And he feels like if he does do this with this guy, it'll just end up creating people that'll just oppress other people with swords instead of people that are protecting them. Which is, like, you know, two-way. You know, I get that. Like, obviously, people are going to try to learn sword. But I feel like it's like that anyway now. I guess he just feels like it'll be even worse because the only style that's available is the most strong, like the most lethal and strongest form of swordsmanship. But I don't know. I thought the episode was pretty good. And then he's like, if that's the case, you're my enemy now. And he's like, I have to kill you and blah, blah, blah. And then the episode just ends. So I think they're about to fight in the next episode, right? They're going to duel.
Probably.
And then we'll see what happens. But yeah. It was good. I liked it.
This guy,
he seems pretty cool.
Like, I don't think there's, I think his mindset I don't think there's really anything wrong with
his, like, I think ideals. He should be just trying to go kill people, though.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, yeah. He shouldn't be murdering the dojo masters. Like, I feel like, you know what he's trying to do? Like, he's trying to bring, like, an old, like, savage form of, like, competition to, like, peace times. Like, he's acting like this is, like, years ago where you would, like, duel someone to the death and stuff like that. Like, he's acting like they're in a time of peace.
Period. It's only been, what, like, 10 years? Probably less than that. It's been, like, 3 years, 4 years since the...
I don't know. I think it's been, like, 10 years. I don't know. But, like, they're, like, in a time of peace where, like, you can't even carry a real sword.
Yeah, sword technically. Around, yeah.
So, like, the way he's going about it is weird. But I understand what he's trying to do. I mean, he could just start his own
dojo, group
of dojo and not really worry about anyone else's dojo. And then he would really get the people who want to learn that style of sword.
Yeah.
And not necessarily have to go around taking down all the other dojos, per se. I was surprised that Kenshin fought him with a wooden sword. I guess it was just to set up him fighting him with a real sword later. But I thought
like, they had to, though. You know, like, Kenshin's not going to use his real sword in the dojo. And he was like, I'll fight you with the wooden sword. But not a... because they were using bamboo at first, but then he was like, we can do wood.
Yeah. But I thought he was going to just use his real sword. Get into it. But I guess they'll fight now. We'll see. Do you think Kenshin would beat him?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Kenshin will lose a single fight, honestly. I think it'll be close, though. Meaning that he has, like, you know, he also knows the ancient arts or sword style. And he's, like, much bigger and a lot stronger. And he's very agile and fast. Like, they mentioned, like, this dude is freaking giant, but he's still super, you know, mobile and elusive. So I think it'll be his toughest fight yet. Next to the leader of the Onibawa. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I don't remember his name. It's like Aoichi or something? Aocho?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
This will be like his second toughest fight.
Yes, we'll see. Okay. What did you think about Undead Unluck?
Oh, it's okay. It seems pretty cool. I mean, after the first episode, I wish we would have talked about the first episode because I predicted some stuff and it actually happened. I mean, I guess it wasn't like crazy predictions, but I was like, after the first episode, I was like, she'll probably end up falling in love with this dude and they'll probably end up actually doing it so he can die. And it looks like that's what's going to end up happening. Like, he's actually going to win her over because she already likes him a lot. After, like, knowing him for literally a day. But I guess he did save her life, and, like, he was the only person that could cut her hair. I don't know. But, you know, there's that. It's pretty good. I think the animation and art style is cool. There definitely is a lot of fan service. It's, like, subtle and not subtle at the same time.
It's by the same studio that does JoJo and Fire Force.
It's okay. I like the overall show and, like, what it is. I don't really, like, enjoy the fan service, like, parts of it. You know, but aside from that, it's pretty cool. And then this is different because she stabbed him in the chest, not the stomach. And there was people around. It wasn't anybody around in the anime.
Yeah, wasn't it vacant before?
Yeah, she was just by herself. She finished reading her manga. And she was like, I finally finished reading my favorite manga and got it to the end, so now I can kill myself. And she was about to jump off and get hit by a train. And then he showed up. He was like, suicide is so lame these days. Like, nobody's creative. And she was like, what are you doing here? You creepy man, get away from me. And then she pulled out a knife and was like, don't get any closer. And then he just walked into it. And she was like, oh, did I do that? And he was like, whatever, basically. And she was like, don't touch me, because if you touch me, you'll get, like, this disease and you'll die. And he was like, oh, really? And then he, like, started choking her. And then he was like, all right, well, I'm choking you, and so how long does it take before, like, what is it going to feel like? Is it going to feel like tingly or what? Like, what's going to happen? I'm waiting. And then the freaking cement just broke, and then he fell and got hit by a train, and he was like, ah, I see. Your disease thing is like a front. You actually cause people to die or something like that, like, whenever they touch you. And then she was like, no, that's not true, blah, 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 trying to hide. And he was like, I kind of already figured it out, so you might as well just tell me. And then he was like, well, if you aren't going to tell me, then I'll just start, like, experimenting and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And then he just started groping her, and I'm like, all right, like, what is going on? Like, what is happening? And then that happened, and then I'm like, that's where I'm, like, kind of, like, turned off. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the heck, bro? Like, what is this? But then, what, they do, like, a flashback, right? Of her,
her family, her, at the her airport. Family,
yeah, they're going away on a, yeah, they're going away on a business trip, and they're going to be gone for a while. So they gave her like a hug and they kissed her and stuff. And then she was like, "That's when I realized," or she didn't realize in this moment that she caused it, but in the last, she figured out like her thing was unlucky. She realized that she caused her parents to die. And then ever since then, she was like, "I never get close to anybody, and I always, like, you know, stay away and stay distant because I don't want to hurt anybody with my unluck."
That's one of my worst fears, like something happens to my plane.
Yeah. And then when they showed this flashback, I was like, oh, it's intimate touch that causes, you know, like, there has to be a strong feeling or connection between the two people that increases the unluck. That's what I, like, predicted, and they kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
And then he just gropes her for like X amount of time, and then she's like, "Ah, what are you doing?" And then a banana box just slams on him, and then he regenerates again. And then I was talking to Joel about this. He was like wondering, "Do you think her unluck doesn't affect her?" And I was like, "I don't think it does, low key, because whenever she touches anybody and something bad happens, she always ends up safe." But then I remembered this part, because she did slip on the banana peel and she almost killed herself, like, for real. So I was like, maybe it does affect her, but not, like, crazily. Because then later on, she, like, you know, causes a meteor to freaking drop from the sky. And somehow she's able to evacuate the building and
get out of the blast radius. Yeah, she always kind of gets away in a way.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's kind of interesting. But this dude's cool. Andy, or Undead, like, I like his power. The way he utilizes it is very creative. Like, he's able to force himself to fly by using, like, projectile motion and, like, regenerating his body to create force to, like, fly and stuff. Like, that's pretty awesome. I like how, like, they're creative with, like, because usually someone who can just regenerate, they wouldn't use their powers in these ways. But he's able to, you know, use his blood from their, like, the force from him regenerating allows him to, like, move his body and stuff like that. Even though that would be, in order for that to work physically, like, that would take an extreme amount of force, and it probably hurts like hell. But they already said he feels pain, but he doesn't really care. I mean, I think he just likes pain. I don't even know if he wants to die, to say so. I don't know if he, like, I'm kind of confused if his goal is to die or if he just wants to feel the best death possible.
I think his goal is to die, because he says, like, he's been alive for, like, a lot of years, and, yeah, like, he's tired of living. Like, he wants to die.
So, and then we find out her hair is super long because nobody can cut it, because if they do, she'll die, or they'll die. And he's like, I'll cut your hair.
He's a hairstylist.
In his past life, he used to be a hairstylist. And then she's like, thank you for cutting my hair. And then she's like, you're actually pretty cool, you know? Like, da-da-da. And then he's like, the people that were chasing them shows up. So, like, the overall, like, world is pretty cool. I like how there's people that have powers, and they aren't the only two that have powers. There's other people like this. And then you have a group of people who take out the people with powers who they feel will, like, negatively affect society, or they feel like they're not fit to be alive. So that's pretty cool. The only thing I don't like is all the fan service and how, like, creepy and pervy, like, some situations are. But aside from that, the show's pretty good.
I feel that was mostly in the first episode.
Yeah.
I don't remember much in the second.
I mean, she was about to strip completely naked and have sex with him in the middle of daylight.
That's true.
I don't know, you know what I mean?
That was consensual, at least.
It was consensual. It was consensual. It's still like, all right, are we really about to, like, what?
What are you doing? Well, you got to think about it. This entire story is set to be about him making getting her to truly fall in love with him so he can have sex with her. So that he can die.
Basically, yeah.
That's like the main point of the story.
Which is going to happen. It's going to happen. But it's like she already is ready to go. She's already going, bro. She's already going. She was like, we can do it right now. Like, yeah. And he was like, I'm not that low. Like, you're just desperate. I'm not going to, you know, do that to a girl that's like, you know, desperate or whatever.
And then we had these guys who, what did it say?
Show up, try to
any
get
any unselected negators.
Yeah.
And they explain cut his head off. In the second episode what negators are.
Yeah. But they cut his head off, put it in a little box. And they're like, all right, well, we got him. Now we're going to basically kill you because you're too much of a risk. Like, your power's not even... He basically said, like, your power's not even a power. It's just a fucking... Like, it's not like you can't really even use this. Like, this is... Like, your power is just worthless. Like, you're more of a liability than anything. Like, we could try to figure out ways to utilize you, but it's just, like...
Not worth it.
It's too many unknown variables. Like, you know, like, it's so much stuff you can't account for. Because you don't know, like, what the unluck is going to be. You can kind of discern based on, like, the affection level she has for someone, how big it'll be, but you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, you just know something unlucky is going to happen. And it could be, like, you slip and, like, you trip over your shoestring, or you, like, get your head taken. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so extreme. There's no, you know. So then Andy pops back up because lightning strikes, because the unluck wasn't him getting his head chopped off. The unluck was him getting struck by lightning. And then they're like, okay, so there's like some lag in between it too. It's not like instant. There can be, you know, a certain amount of time, and they don't know how much time it is. So they're going to try to, like, obviously they're going to figure out her power, like, down to the T, I feel like. Probably within like the next 4 or 5 episodes, they'll probably know exactly how it works. Especially if they get on this team that they're trying to get onto. But that happens, and then the dude basically he kills all his men because he takes out the little thing he has inside his brain, and he's like, because they're like, this dude, hey, you guys can fight him, just use your swords, he sucks at, you know, at combat. And he was like, well, maybe now I do, but in the past, you know, I was like crazy. And then he took his thing out, he's like, this unlocks what, 100 years of memory or something like that, or it blocks 100 years worth of memory is kept when I take this out. So he took it out, and then it regenerates a part of his brain that allows him to remember certain parts of his life. And then he's like crazy strong, and he's like, if I do this for too long, then I just go off the rails, I'm gonna kill everybody, so I can't be in this state for that long. So then after he like finished him, he put it back in, and then the dude was holding the girl, and he was like, all right, well, if you don't hand your head over safely, I'm just going to kill her, and then you won't be able to get what you want, and yeah, it'll be the end of that. And then he was like, all right, well, you know, that's cool. And then she was like, why are you doing this? Like, they're going to torture you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, dude, I can't die. Like, they already tortured me once. Like, it won't be that bad. Do you want to live or not? And then she was like, all right. And then he let her go, and then he cut his head off and then threw it. And he kind of lied. He wasn't really going to let her go anyway. But then she, like, broke loose. And then when his head was flying over, she kissed him on the cheek. And then he was like, what was that? Like, what was that just now? And then she didn't say anything. And then he was like, all right, anyway. And then he was, like, walking away. And then a fucking meteor just comes down and destroys the whole building. And then she's able to get away. And then Andy gets out of the rubble. And he goes, finds her. And then she's like, all right, you know, like, thanks. You're actually pretty cool. I should name you. I'm going to name you Andy. And he was like, all right, that's fine. She was trying to get his real name, and he was like, I don't know. I guess he doesn't want to tell her his real name. And then...
it's so fine.
And then basically, they're just cool. They're chilling. And then he's like, all right, well, now that we've done that, since it's based on like affection or the extreme... Like how intimate the touch is, we should just have sex now. And then she starts running away, and then he's chasing
that's,
her. And
I'm like, right before he said that, I was thinking the same exact
thing. Yeah, I was like, and that's the only way. That has to go there. It's going to have to be. Yeah, it's going to have to be that. That's as intimate as you can get. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the. So, it's like, it's cool. You know, would I watch it if we weren't watching it for like the podcast? Probably not. but it's straight though. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's okay.
think it was funny.
Would I suggest this to somebody? No, I wouldn't. This is not an anime I would suggest. Only because of the trope, you know, like the creepy pervy.
Yeah.
Like pervy sage aspects of it, you know. I wouldn't. Like when people think of anime as weird, these are the, like, this is what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
That's fair. I feel like it's going to get less and less weird as it gets more serious, though.
You think so? I don't think so.
I think so.
You know why? Because Fire Force was the same way. Like, they have the girl that's literally fan service, and then she, like, gets, like, super lucky.
Yeah,
like, that was her power. And that's why I stopped watching Fire Force, because I'm like, bro, this is just ruining the moment. Like, what? Like... What are we doing?
Well, I mean, I feel like they already set the precedent. This guy has been naked for the first two episodes.
Yeah, that's too. He's been fully naked. Like, he's always naked. And it's like, I mean, I guess it makes sense because, you know, he gets his whole body torn apart and then he regenerates and he can't regenerate clothes. So it's like, you know, there's that. But I don't know. It's kind of, it's not as weird because it's like censored. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just get used to it. Like,
at this yeah. It's kind of like a Titan. Like,
yeah, it's just what he is, yeah.
So yeah,
that's also kind of like, you know, all right. He's like, all right. And then second episode starts.
Yeah, I was going to say they...
He's still trying to, like, get her to have sex with him. And then she's like, if you force me to do it, it won't work because it has to be, I have to, you know, like you in order for it to actually, you know, cause unluck or for it to be good. And he's like, all right, well, if that's the case, then I'll just have to make you like me. And then she was like, as if I'll never like you. And then they're like, all right, well, let's go back to my base because I have to go get some stuff.
Because he has a bunch of armories.
Yeah, around the world, just anywhere, just in case. And so they go to his armory and he's like getting her a whole bunch of gear. And she's like, what's all this stuff? He was like, yeah, you're going to need this because these people that are coming after us, they're not going to hold back. And they have like crazy powers too. So you're going to need as much protection as possible. And then they're just in their motorcycle. I don't know where they're going. Weren't they trying to go find him? Or where was he going? I don't. Oh, he was.
They were
just
running.
Going.
They don't think they had a destination.
And then the sky started cracking open.
Crack in the sky like bleach.
Yeah. And he was like, "That's how they traveled in the Gators, and they're here." And then two people showed up. Did both of them were pretty cool. The guy in the suit was cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
And the other guy's pretty cool too with the blue hair. They come down. They're fighting, and then somehow she didn't die. She just got fucking thrown out of a moving motorcycle. And she's
she
like perfectly fine.
Where, how did she get out of that motorcycle?
Yeah, they came down and just smashed it, and then she just started rolling. Uh-oh. And she was just okay. I mean, I guess she did have all that gear on, but come on,
yeah,
now.
That
was
weird.
Let's be real.
I don't know.
No damage. No damage at all. And then they're like, all right, we're gonna kill you, and then we're gonna take him in. Basically, same thing I said. He was like, yeah, we gotta just kill you because you're a liability. We don't know, like, your power is too unpredictable for what it is. And then the robot dude was like, just kill her, and the other guy was like talking to her, trying to like understand who she is and tell her about the negator and a bunch of other stuff. And he was like, wait, why are you talking to her? Like, just kill her. And then she was like, I can't move. Like, he's using his power. I can't move. I can move. And he was like, that's not the case, because you can move your arms. Blah blah blah. They're fighting. The fight was really good, though. He was just breaking his hand on his helmet, like, repeatedly, and he didn't care. Like, he kept punching him in the face.
Yeah, that's his
fighting his
style.
Hands.
He just dies until he figures it out.
Yeah.
Because the robot... I'm trying to make sure I got this right, because I was a little confused a little bit. So the robot...
Oh, what the robot's power is?
When he takes the stance, he pauses
you can't
their
move.
Muscular
yeah, they can't
movement.
Move. Because this is like unavoidable. That's his name. Unavoidable.
Yeah.
So like whenever he gets into a stance, you can't move and he gets a free hit off you. Which is like crazy. Like, he could kill anybody.
So yeah. And then the other guy is just like affects your brain.
We don't know
or something.
Yet, but
it's
I'm pretty
like...
sure if he looks at you, because she was like she was like, I need you to turn around so I can do this. Because she didn't want to get undressed in front of him. And he was like, if I turn around, then you'll be able to move. But neither one of them picked up on him saying that, which was like kind of weird. And he also has one eye closed all the time. I don't know if you noticed that. Like, he's always
I didn't notice
winking.
That.
Yeah. So it's definitely something with like his eyesight that allows him to like stop you from moving or predict your
movements. And the anime didn't have this. I thought at first that he put the dynamite, but apparently it was just like construction.
It was just a demolition site, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. They didn't show anybody. That's what I assumed, though, because like that's how they destroy buildings. They just blew them up.
I didn't know that
but
at all.
But I guess that's the unluck. I don't know.
I don't think that was unluck. I think that just happened to happen.
Oh, she didn't touch him?
I don't remember her touching him before this.
Oh, she did touch him, though, for the when the semi-truck blew up. Yeah, earlier, but not after that, yeah.
So he figures it out, and then it was something about...
What he was shot it his a, finger.
But, like, why could head. He do that and not move other times?
Oh, because it only stopped, like, his muscles from moving, but not, like, his regeneration.
Oh, okay.
And then his body parts that are, like... left or they last for 30 seconds before they disappear.
Okay. So you just shot it, killed the robot, and then
I wonder what that guy looks like inside.
I wonder that too. Or what if he's just a robot? I don't know. You think he was a mech? I thought he was just a robot. You think he was
I think he's a real person. It was
like a Gundam.
It was blood coming out.
Oh, okay.
But I think he's like not strong, so that's why he's in that mech suit. Like, he can't, you know.
Possibly. I mean, with that power, you don't really need to be that strong.
I mean, just because somebody can't avoid your attack, you can be weak as hell, and you can punch somebody, and it does no damage.
He can use a sword, a gun, anything.
Yeah, he could use a sword or gun, but I think a mech suit is better, though.
Unless he's like Mechamaru, he just has, like, a bad body.
Yeah, or that. But he's dead now, and now there's an available spot on their team. And he was like, well, one of you guys can join, but the other one has to go. And then he was like, you know what?
Yeah, he was like, why are you still fighting, man? Like, you got a spot.
Yeah. But he wants to die. So
see, I think this dude's power has something to do with just, like, the mind or something.
You don't think he's just... I think he's just good at fighting.
I see the...
You see how his eyes blinking?
Yeah, I see the blinking. Because at the end, he said it has something to do with, like, your deep psyche.
He's parrying all his attack like and that. Stuff. And he also was like, you hesitated to kill me, even though you've killed so many people. You still hesitate. Yeah. But he can also basically make him not move, too.
I don't know. But then, he also was wearing pants. He's not really wearing pants in the anime.
He did have pants on.
He did?
It was just like open slits on the side, so you could see skin.
Okay. I definitely didn't remember him looking like he had pants on. And that man. What do you say? My power works on your deep psyche. It's no use trying to resist. So I don't know. We'll probably see more of him. I was surprised that he agreed to help them. And then... because he was like he gave them like an entire... like plan and location to like get the drop on one
guys.
Of them.
Yeah, and he was like, if you can kill him, then you two can join.
Which is also funny. Russia. It shows they don't really have any like loyalty. That's who this guy doesn't have any loyalty.
Yeah. He was surprised that the other dude died though. He's like, what, you killed him?
Yeah.
Dang.
And then she tried to have sex with him. He was like, nah. Well, that's not necessary. Really, the other guy was like, that's not necessary. And then later on, he was like, don't do that again.
Yeah. And she was like, why are you like joking like that? She was like, what? I wasn't joking. I was serious.
Deviant.
She's just down bad, bruh.
And she's never touched anyone.
She's never touched
anyone. For her entire life.
So. I guess I can understand it a little bit.
Physically deprived for her entire life. She's an incel.
Yeah. Literally.
She's just an incel. She's an incel.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Stuff.
And then he said he's going to have a crew, too.
He was like, my old war buddies are going to, hide us. Just in case anybody tries to come get us before, you know, the day.
He's got a lot of stuff. He said he's got a yacht. They're going to hop on a jet. I was interested to see,
alive
like,
for so long. 1865. That's probably how long he's been alive.
That's crazy.
You see that on his 1865?
Oh, yeah, it does say that. Damn.
So that's probably how long he's been around.
So they got all that. I guess the world. I was interested to know like what the world looked like, but it seemed like it's kind of normal.
Yeah, I think it's just modern day, or a little bit more modern. You know, like they got more advanced technology, but basically, you know, present day.
Yeah. Oh, there's a background. I find it funny
though that they. Oh, that's him. You see, like he's a real person. So he is still big though.
He looks really full. Big. Yeah.
The mech suit is actually just on his body. Oh, former world heavyweight boxing champion. Damn. So he was. Nah, so he. That's low key. That's unfair, though. That's unfair. He's literally getting in a boxing ring, knocking dudes out because they can't do anything. Yeah. They literally can't move. Like, they can't move, bruh. And he's just knocking dudes out. That's crazy.
He's specialized that's in like, one hit KOs.
That's like if Flash tried to do a fucking. Do track, like, of course he's gonna win, bro. He got the most unfair advantage ever.
Wait, it said he didn't have his power for his career. It says while defending his third title when he was down on points, it seemed the judge would hand his opponent the win. His ability manifested. The right uppercut landed on his defenseless opponent, shattered his skull, killing him, and then he was forced to leave boxing.
Okay, so he was like that.
Yeah,
but then he got his loss, and then something inside of me, something snapped, and then he just got his power.
By the time the union, that's
interesting. So that means you can just develop a power anytime.
Yeah, that's it.
For whatever reason.
It said he fell into alcoholism, then the union found him, and then his life was worth living again. He did feel very like patriotic or like very serious about his job. Compared to the other guy.
The other guy, he
was really into it. Like, he was one of those characters, you know. Like, a stickler for the rules and stuff like that. That's interesting.
These are always nice. They should show these on, like, commercial breaks. They probably do, but since I watch it on Hulu, I get real commercials. But I bet if you watch it on, like, other platforms where there's no commercials. No, but you know how, like, most animes, if you watch it and there's not, like, a service that holds commercials, they show, like, stuff, like, in between?
Yeah.
They might have. I don't know. But that would have been, like, cool to know. But, yeah, this is pretty cool. And then his armor is, like, he doesn't fit it. It says he doesn't. His legs and his arms don't reach the tips. So it's, like, Hulkbuster suit kind of deal. That's pretty cool.
That's it.
What was the snippet on the last chapter? At the end.
Let's see. What's this? Safety of the person inside. Oh. I think it was just saying that no one was in that truck that came.
Oh.
It was just it was just saying no one was in the truck. Because she didn't kill anyone, technically. And then the first chapter, let's see if there's anything in there. Jesus. Nah, nothing much. Just thank you for valuing me. Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah. I like it. I would probably watch this if I had found out about it without the podcast. Just gotta think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really mind that he's naked necessarily, because.
Yeah, I don't mind the nakedness. It's just the, I don't know, the rapey vibes. It's just like, all right, bro.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of non-consensual things in the first episode.
Yeah, yeah. But if it gets less and less, then, you know, I'll keep watching. It seems like it's going to get less and less. I kind of felt the same way about, what's the name of that Meliodas on,
what is that? Seven Deadly Frames.
Seven Deadly Sins, yeah.
Seven Deadly Frames.
I stopped watching that because I'm like, bro, this dude is creepy as, like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit is just, I don't know, man. It's just weird. But then I also found out that that's actually his, like, wife. She just doesn't have her memory. So, like, that's why he creeps on her like that, because they're actually in love. But every time she remembers that they were in love, she loses her memory again. So he has to always re-remind her and, like, figure out a way to get her to remember, like, you're my wife, I'm your husband, like, we're in love. So that's why he's super, like, touchy with her, because, like, that's his wife. But at the same time, it's like, she doesn't remember that. So it's like, it doesn't make it, it's still weird, but it's less weird, but it's still weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, but even with the explanation, it's still weird. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at least we know she's 18.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. I was about to say that. I was like, they put emphasis on, like, she's 18, she's of age. So,
all right, what was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week, I want to say, believe it or not, probably Undead Unluck, to be honest.
Wow.
Because JJK.
Wait, which one?
The
first or second episode?
I'll probably say the second episode. Because the fighting. Well, the first episode had good fighting, too. Overall, the fighting in both were really good. That's what, like, really drew me the most, was, like, the animation and the action. And then Andy is pretty cool. I like his character, aside from, like, him being kind of creepy. So, yeah. And then the only reason JJK didn't get it, because Noriboro just, like, that kind of, I'm like, bro, you're garbage. Like, what the heck, bro? Like, you're trash. Like, what are you useful for? You have one job, bro. One job. You just got to protect this person and let them run away. And you got clapped.
I was so confused about the other character, too. Was she a veil person, or what was she?
Yeah, she's a veil person.
Okay.
That's why they're like, get all the people with the suits.
Okay, okay. I was confused. I was like, why does she not have any fighting skill at all? But that makes sense. My episode
and that's
was,
why Nanami was so mad. Well, he was mad because, like, he was friends with that dude, but then he was like, you kill all these, like, innocent, you know, like, they don't fight. They don't do anything. They're literally just kind of like advisors. They just help us. They don't. You know, they don't have any sorcery or anything. You just killed all of them. So.
My favorite episode was that JJK episode. Just because Nanami, that part and animation and voice acting all together was spectacular.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
I would have made it that. It's just that Noriboro just, like, she ruined it for me. I'm not going to lie. It made me mad. It didn't make me mad. I'm just like, bruh. I sent you a text. I'm like, bro, she is fucking trash, bro. Like, oh my, I hate trash characters. I hate characters that can't do anything, bro. I mean, not that she can't do anything, but it's just like, this was an alley-oop to kind of show, like, at least put up a fight. She got completely outmatched by a bum. Like, he is a bum. Like, what? Like, he is trash. Like, is he not trash, bro? Like,
no,
literally, when they remember when they showed up at the high school, he was like, I'm weak, so that's why I don't fight any of the strong people. But I will, like, sneak up. And you remember that when he showed up? He was like, I'm not good, and that's why I fight this way. So you telling me a dude that can't fight, y'all got one, even one-on-one. They had a fair 1v1, bro. One-on-one. It was even. Yeah, she had old girl running away, but, like, even if she's running away, he doesn't have his sword. You should be able to clap him. Like, when his sword, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's at a disadvantage for X amount of time, and he was able to still basically trash her and then trash you, and then basically was able to, he could have killed both of y'all. Literally, could have killed both of them if he wasn't just talking and, you know, being the stereotypical, you know, like the stereotypical villain. Like, ah, ha, 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 I have you trapped now. You can't do anything. Let me go, like, let me just talk about everything in the world, you know what I'm saying, so somebody can come and save you, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. That kind of was just like, I'm like, damn. I think it's really because I thought she was, like, getting to that level. Obviously not like Megumi and Yuji, but I really thought she was, you know, after season one when she utilized her curse technique and was, like, upgraded from what we previously seen. Because prior to that, the only time we seen her use it was when, like, her and Yuji were going to set that school or something like that. And Yuji was, like, trying to figure out if he could. He was using, like, a hatchet or something.
That was, like, the first, like, introduction of, like,
that's what I'm saying. But that's the only time we seen her powers, for real.
Yeah.
And we saw it in when they fought, she fought the, in, like, the girl exam. On the room. Yeah, on the room. But she kind of trashed her. Like, didn't she just smack her with a nail?
Yeah. I was surprised she was missing so much.
Oh, when she was shooting she was nails
missing,
at him?
Yeah, she was missing all the shots. Try to get in close.
Potato. Aim.
Yeah.
So she's a bot. She's a bot. It's literally a battle royale right now, and she's a bot. She's literally the lowest tier player in the lobby. Let that sink in.
Usually it's gotten like way stronger. Like, it's been through a car. I don't even know if I mentioned that last episode.
Oh,
like,
but we already knew. But we already knew he was super strong. We knew that in the first episode. Remember, he broke the record.
But he wasn't
like
this strong.
No, but he, bruh,
he threw a shot put really
far. He threw a shot put like out of, and then he also ran faster than the world record for whatever the track, like in the Olympics. He had the fastest time in high school. Like,
I don't remember
even
that, but I believe
it. Yeah. So we already knew he was super strong like that. So I'm not surprised by that.
But even the villains were like, dang, this dude's really strong. Like, everyone was like, dang, you're strong.
I mean,
like, he threw a car, bro.
Yeah, but that's like one thing everybody kind of is like, they're waiting to see like what his heritage is, because obviously he's related to something, like, you know how Gojo and then the other guy, forgot his name, Yuta, like, they're tied to like a specific family that is super known for having really strong sorcerers and having crazy curse techniques and abilities. I'm pretty sure Yuji's family is tied. Like, we're gonna find out later that, you know,
think so.
For him to be that strong,
The only person we saw was his grandpa. Everyone else was dead. Or just not around or whatever.
Well, we don't know if his family's dead. We just know he was with his grandpa. And his grandpa told him to use his strength to protect people. And then we also know some other stuff, but, you know, we're gonna save that. Yeah. You probably forgot, but
I forgot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Animation of the week.
Undead Unluck. I take back my thing about the episode of the week. It definitely is JJK, though. I can't let, what's her name? You know.
Ruin it.
Ruin it, yeah.
I think my animation was probably still JJK for the Nanami parts. Like, the close-ups on his face and everything. I thought it was really good. Moment of the week would be JJK still for me, but if I had to shout out something, I'd probably say maybe Undead Unluck.
The meteor was crazy.
Or the meteor was cool. Up. Yeah, and when she went over to, like, kiss the floating head, the lightning strike at first, and when he took the thing out of his head, there was a lot of funny moments in Undead Unluck. I think I'll enjoy this show a lot, just based off, like, from a comedy factor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all I got for this week.
Man, that's it for me.
Okay. All right. Then, if you made it this far, thank you for listening. This is Weekend Weebs, episode 47. Peace out.
Is Undead Unluck, like, finished?
Like, what do you mean?
In the anime? In the manga?
Oh. Is it done? I don't think so. I feel like I've seen people talking about they're reading it. Or are reading it. I don't know. Maybe I'll look it up real quick.
There's 179 chapters out.
Undead Unluck. It's not over.
It dropped weekly, though.
Okay. Because this right here says, I can't see it ending in 2022. It's probably not over.
That's pretty cool. It drops weekly. I wish some other shows would drop weekly, you know? Like,
you talking about mangas or animes?
Yeah, mangas, yeah. The manga, like, drops weekly. JJK, for one. Would be awesome if it dropped weekly.
The manga?
Yeah.
I thought it did drop weekly.
It comes out every once a month, right?
I don't know. I thought it did drop weekly. Or at least bi-weekly. I don't know. The only mangas I don't read Super doesn't drop, I don't know.
Super doesn't drop weekly.
Yeah, Super doesn't. Super
drops once a month. That shit is stupid.
I don't read Super, but I know it doesn't.
I don't either, but it's just crazy. Like, you dropping one chapter a month, bro.
He don't want to be working like that. Did you see the Dragon Ball Damia?
Yeah, I seen that.
How do you feel about that? I seen some people saying they're disappointed.
It's like, bro, what are we doing? Why are we turning them back into kids? It's supposed to be like a completely new, fresh take. And apparently, what's his name is
what is this?
Apparently, I forgot the name of the creator.
Akira Toriyama.
He's like super hands on now. Like, he's doing everything. Because in the past, he kind of would just, with Super, he was like, I just gave him kind of like a rough draft. And I was like, just follow these main points, but do whatever you want in between. But with this, he was saying, like, I'm fully, this is all me. Like, everything that's going on is me. He was like, I'm actually super excited for this story. And it'll be like nothing you guys seen before because I'm actually really invested in it. So I was like, okay. That could mean anything, but this is the same guy who forgets half the shit he writes, so. So who knows?
I don't know. I wasn't really excited to see them all be kids.
I'm not either. I don't think, I low-key don't think there would be kids for that long. Or he was saying, like, he, I don't know. I hope he's not a kid for the whole season or the whole show, because that, it's like, bruh. Why are we turning him into a kid? Is this just so you don't have to utilize these new transformations you made? I feel like that's what it is. Maybe. Like, he doesn't want to have to use, like, Super Saiyan God, Ultra, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just wants to.
And I heard it was like, set like right after DBZ, like before Super.
Oh, it's supposed to be before Super?
I'm pretty sure. Because if they came out with a new Super season, I would watch that. I enjoyed a lot of Super.
Yeah, that's what I think they should have just did, just picked up where the manga's at. It says, while it's possible to establish for Dragon Ball Z, relation to Dragon Ball Z timeline, things get a little more tricky. Dragon Ball Super trailer doesn't show any of the new characters true to Super, but that isn't necessarily a sign. Doesn't it show Whis and Beerus?
In Dragon Ball trailer? No, I don't think so.
You said you don't think so?
I don't think Whis and Beerus were in that.
It was somebody sitting in a chair.
I remember, like, see. Babidi? Is that a character?
Babidi, yeah. There, some people are thinking, because Dama stands for evil, they think Deborah is going to come back from the demon realm and try to get revenge, which would be pretty cool. And they could technically make Mira and Toa canon, because they're from the demon realm, too.
Are those, like, the Dragon Ball Hero characters?
Yeah, they were also in Xenoverse. Yeah.
And then they're also
playing Battle. I think it'll be interesting. I just don't like the turn them back into kid thing. Like, that's kind of, you know, why are we doing this?
Yeah, they made Goten and Trunks babies.
Yeah, and in the manga, Goten and Trunks are actually in high school now. And they're both Saiyan Man 1 and Saiyan Man 2.
Really, like Gohan?
Yeah. And they're, because they want to be superheroes, but, you know, they got to hide their identity. So they go around, like, helping people out. And Gohan, or Goten, plays basketball. And some other stuff.
Yeah, I don't see Whis or Beerus. I see, who's the Supreme Kai? Who's the guy with the white mohawk and the purple skin?
Oh, he's a Supreme Kai too.
Yeah, like I see them. I don't see any Whis or Beerus in this trailer.
Okay.
And then they put
that would be interesting.
What's his name? They put Battle of the Gods back in theaters for the 10-year anniversary, which sounds fucking crazy to me.
It does sound crazy. That came out when we were 14.
that does not feel that long ago.
It's crazy. Shit, Dragon Ball Z Broly came out, I think they said like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
Which is crazy.
Jesus. Okay. I think that's everything. Yeah, I'm still keeping my eye out for other shows. I don't know.
Well, bless you. Most of the shows I'm gonna name you probably don't even watch anyway. But Tokyo Revenger came back. I don't think we should add that.
I saw that.
You had to catch up two seasons anyway. What else am I watching? I don't know when Blue Lock comes back. You should watch that. That show is awesome.
I plan to watch that.
Let me see. Blue Lock season 2. It doesn't come out until... I don't know. I don't think it's coming out back out anytime soon. But
no.
That's a great show. You know, freaking Attack on Titan's about to come back.
What, for the final part?
Yeah. I think it's today. Oh, it's next month, November 4th.
Okay. The final ever part of Attack on Titan will arrive on November 4th, 2023. Okay. Well, I mean, November 4th ain't that far away.
Yes, yeah, it's only like 2-3 weeks. I was going to say, we should, since Zom isn't coming back, we should low-key watch the movie on Netflix. I was looking at the little preview, and it had, like, it literally had all the scenes from the show. Like, really? when he was in the gas station, and she showed up, and then she, like, did the backflip, and then, like, killed the zombie or whatever, and then the truck crashed into it. That happened. It seems pretty one-to-one. And then you got to also think, like, well, it's 13 episodes, and each episode's 20 minutes. So you could really cram everything into, like, it's, like, 2 hours and 30 minutes, I think, which is actually really long for, like, a anime movie.
I'm down to watch, though. Do the characters look similar?
Yeah, kind of. It has a 5.5, though, and a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. So,
yeah, so whatever.
But I think that's just like a, I don't know, just like something, if it doesn't ever come back, just so we can fulfill, you know, the last two episodes. That's all that's left, right? Two episodes.
Yeah. Well, I think there's going to be like, yeah, I think it was either last two or last three. I think. And then, I mean, the accounts are still active for Zom, but all they do is post stuff and just be like, keep coming here to stay posted. Us. Yeah. So I don't know when it's actually going to come back. One last thing. You watched Adventure Time, right?
Yeah. I watched Fiona and Cake.
Oh, okay. Did you watch all good. Of it? I only watched episode 1.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I got to watch that. Well, I asked my other friend, because I know she liked Adventure Time. And I was like, did you watch this yet? And she's like, no, I didn't know it was a thing. And now she's like binging it. I'm sure she's finished it already.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's in the world of well, I don't know if you remember at what happened at the end of Adventure Time. Did you watch?
I don't think I watched the last episode or episodes. Like I was on like a really high season during that, like, whatever summer that was, and I don't think I finished it.
You can probably finish it quick. The episodes are only 12 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, back in the day when they used to air on Cartoon Network, it would be like 2 episodes in 1.
Yeah.
You had the first 12 minutes and then commercial break, then the other 12 minutes, it would be like 2 separate things. So, yeah. Because I did the math. Like, it's only like 4 hours long to watch the whole show.
Dang.
Yeah. If you just, like, binge it straight, which is like 4 hours is a long time, but it's not a lot of time. Like, for a whole show, only four
That's
hours.
Really
it's
not.
Like 2 movies.
But you did that in like 4 days.
You do it in 1 day.
You could.
Just have it on. Because it's like, you know, it's not like a super serious show. It's just a, you know what I mean? Just having one in the background.
Yeah. I mean, it's a continuing story.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's some parts that are, yeah.
At least probably like near the middle. I don't know about the beginning if it was continuing. But all right.
Yeah, man. I'm probably about to get out of here.
I'm about to go to work. But yeah. Peace out.
Peace.
Talk to you later. Talk
to
everyone later.
I'm about to see this thing on YouTube. This looks disgusting. But
okay.
or on Instagram. It's a pink bun and a charcoal hot burger? Dog.
Oh. Like some Burger King type stuff?
You'll see. That shit looks gross, though.
Like the black?
But all right.
All right.